Blog Talk Radio. And today is Self-Care Sunday. We have literally about seven more days until Christmas Eve, till Christmas. And so we're talking about just taking care of ourselves today. And from here on to through the holidays, through the new year, and practicing self-care. You know, it could be a really good thing for you right now. It could be something very necessary for you right now. You could be feeling very joyous, or you could be feeling very sad. So the holidays bring about many different emotions from different people who have experienced different things in their lives and be at different stages in their lives, whether it be grief or of maybe losing, a lot of people lost their property and loved ones, and different things happening in different parts of the country and the world, being separated from family members or from friends. It could be a loss of a job, maybe employment. It could be the lack of financial means. Maybe you just can't make ends meet with the employment you do have. It could be so many things going on right now. So, you know, unfortunately, it's not a great, it's not that joyous, great time that everybody hopes it to be. But I will tell you, sometimes it does feel good to embrace some of the season. So I just wanted to share that with you and just put out there something beautiful about the holiday is that it really does kind of revolve around tradition. And if you have any part of the holiday that you feel maybe tradition, to just acknowledge that, and maybe it's something you don't want to make a big deal out of, or you don't want to dive into or practice yourself, but just be aware that it's always here for when you're feeling better or when things are looking up, because you can create your own. You don't have to go off of tradition and do everything and have all the fixings that other people may impose upon you, or that even the retail industry and the commercialism of the holiday is imposing on you. There are many ways to celebrate this time of year, which really is truly about family and friends and being grateful for what you have and who you have in your life, and being grateful for your own life, as well as, you know, the reason for the season, which is Jesus Christ, and just being glad that, you know, there is a Savior, there is someone who actually was born to take on your burden, someone you can pray to, someone you can talk to, someone who's always with you if you believe in him, and he's in your heart, and he's always with you, and never leaves you, never forsakes you, and he's always there for you, and he walks with you even through these trying times, these difficult times. So you're truly not really alone, but it is a mindset sometimes, because like I said, you do have to believe, which means you will have to tap into your faith. If you have faith in Jesus Christ and God and being a spiritual person, having spiritual beliefs, you know, and many people believe in different things. So, you know, there's people celebrating Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and different things. Some people don't celebrate at all. But you, one thing is for sure, this is a season of giving and a season of gratitude. No matter what you believe or which holiday you celebrate, if you, you know, if not celebrating them all, you can still rely on that. It's there. So you create your own tradition, your own family. It could just be a meal or just a special kind of cookie that you guys make, or just, you know, maybe everyone just, you know, just does something together, like service other people together, or give monetary donations to someone or something or some cause. It could be in that form together. So it is what you make it. So we're going to just dive into some of the self-care things to kind of focus more on yourself than on this tradition and on this, like I said, the impose obligations and expectations that the media and the retailers and all the commercialism and the religion and all of those expectations. We're putting them aside because we're doing Self-Care Sunday. So in that thought, we're going to say that it is the most wonderful time of the year because it's a time that you can self-reflect. So we're just going to hold on right here. I hope you guys can appreciate it. A little Andy Williams for you right quick.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So, anyways. I just had to put that out there because I do feel good when I hear that song come on during this season. I'm like, oh, yes, you know, you got to be cheery and happy. And even though you may not feel that way, we can still take care of ourselves so that we can be as close to okay as we can. You know, you're not going to be, we're not trying to change anyone or do anything overnight, but you can be okay because you truly are okay. You know, you're blessed to see another day, see another year go by. So we're just going to talk about it. You know, we want to have less stress during this holiday season. So when you give and give and give and give and give, you feel exhausted. And you feel empty oftentimes because sometimes you give so much, you don't get as much in return. And it's not about receiving, you know. This is, like I said, the season for giving, the season for gratitude, the season for, you know, appreciating your blessings. But, you know, sometimes we do too much. We do too much as givers, and we end up feeling having a negative feeling in return instead of feeling like, okay, I did this, I did well, blah, blah, blah. We kind of feel like, well, man, you know, I did all this and people don't appreciate it. So that's when you need to reevaluate, what are you doing it for? What are you giving? Are you giving so that you can receive back? Are you giving so that you can have acknowledgement? Are you giving so people will appreciate you? Are you giving so, you know, you can say that you gave, you know, so that you can brag about it. You know, just where's your mindset during this time? You know, and then you have people who just feel over, like they have too many obligations. Overdoing it. They're draining themselves. They're trying to be the yes man and do everything for everybody. And you just cannot do that. You cannot paint on a happy face and pretend like you're okay and like everything's okay and like everything's perfect, because oftentimes it is not. And that really is a mask. It's a mask for something else. There are a lot of emotions going on right now. You know, For instance, just to share with my positive steppers out there, you know, Christmas is actually my father's birthday. Love Christmas. You know, my mom always baked him a, or bought him a cherry cheesecake. You know, that was the big thing. Everything that he wanted for dinner, we had, you know, just a really nice celebration of his birthday. I always made sure, you know, even if I had to go to other family members' homes or do something else, I always made sure I spent some time with my father on Christmas. But my father has been gone for the past 9 years. So I look at the holidays twofold. It's very sad because he's not around. However, I don't stay in that place for myself to embrace it, like, okay, my dad's birthday is coming up. Am I going to bake a cake, or am I going to have maybe a special item that he enjoyed during Christmas on that day? I celebrate it, and I try to make sure I share my memories of my dad and my Christmases with my father with my children so that they don't feel, you know, that, oh, it's a sad time for mom or anything like that. They see me put a spin on it. And it really wasn't a conscious decision for me to do that. I just naturally, I love thinking about how happy my father was on Christmas and how our family was together on Christmas. I just love that idea and that thought, and I just kind of kept it going unconsciously. But so it could be a very sad moment for me. It could be a very sad time. I could want to isolate myself or say bah humbug or just totally be like, you know, shoot everything down about Christmas. But, you know, I choose to embrace it. And it's a personal choice. And all of this self-care is a personal choice. You have to do what's right for you. So I looked at several different articles. I'll name them in particularly. There was one called The 5 Tips for Self-Care During the Holidays. I found that on embracingsimpleblog.com. I also saw the simple ways to practice self-care during the holidays. And I looked on ourmindfullife.com. And it had 7 tips to beat the holiday stress. It also had 12 days of self-care, holiday stress relief. Also, the Holiday Stress Relief, 7 Expert Tips for a More Relaxing Holiday on PsychCentral.com. And, again, the Simple Ways to Practice was on FaithAlongTheWay.com. So it really honed in on your faith. So I'm just going to list off some things that I learned from reading these articles and just kind of chime in on different things that they share. Like I said, everyone does it different, and I hope to share with you different self-care strategies, and you can adopt your own. But in particular, kind of narrowed it down to 6 things out of all of them, but I'm just going to go over them, and then I'll reiterate on the 6 things. So one of them was learn to say no. The other one was ask for help. What I liked about the ask for help is basically don't feel like you have to do everything on your own. Don't try to take everything on. You know, recruit some of your family members, some of your friends. Maybe someone else can host this year. Maybe someone else can decorate. Maybe your kids can help bake some things. Or, you know, let's try to see if we can stop spreading ourselves thin and delegate. You know, ask for help. Speak up. Say that you can't do it this year. It's too much. You're working, you know, up until the holiday. You just don't have time to clean your house and get it prepared for a family gathering. So you just want to be able to speak up and say that you need help or that things aren't going to work out or that you're not able to. Lower your expectations. Things don't have to be perfect. You may not be able to do everything that you've done in the past. You may not be able to make it out to a family or a loved one's gathering this year. Lower your expectations. You don't have to be everything to everybody. It's okay to say no. It's okay that you don't have extravaganza decorations this year. It's okay that you can't cook for everybody. It's okay. And don't beat yourself up about it. And be okay with saying you know, it's okay to yourself. Allow yourself some room, allow yourself to breathe and to be able to take care of yourself. You don't want to over commit yourself to the point where you're not able to be any good to anyone. Schedule downtime in your calendar. Actually put it in your calendar when you're going to take off some time, or when you're going to go pamper yourself, or maybe you need to just spend one-on-one with a family member, or just time on your own. Really put that time to the side and consider what are some things that make you feel good that you can do in that moment. Maybe it would be simple as taking a nap. Maybe it's something like, you know, watching a good Christmas movie. Maybe it's just making some hot cocoa from scratch, or, you know, something like that. It could be something simple. It could be something for a short duration of time or a long duration of time. But you want to make sure you're scheduling some downtime. And I also read about, you know, make relaxing a priority. So you have that downtime. You put it on your calendar. Something else comes up. Someone's like, oh, but I want you to go to happy hour with me, and we'll have some, you know, Christmas, you know, appetizers or something. You know, if that's your time that you put aside for your me time, that is sacred. So guard that time as sacred, and pay attention to the fact that you needed that time, and that's why you put it to the side. If you don't guard your time, no one else will. They will continue to ask and try to make the time for you and try to tell you what you should be doing during that time. Eating well. So even though it's the holidays and life's a treat, believe me, I love some good sweets, some good holiday cookies. I do want to taste those pies and cakes. I like a good meal. However, we have to be mindful of our eating habits because there are repercussions. When it comes around New Year's Eve, people are trying to fit into outfits that you are pressing your luck because you overindulged during Christmas. Or people have these New Year's resolutions that they want to pursue after New Year's, and it just is like an uphill battle when you've packed in all these pounds within the approaching days of the holidays, and now you're trying to work all that off. And we, as we all know, I have read statistics as up to like 60-70% of people who say that they're going to start working out and lose all this weight or whatever into the new year, they just drop off within the first 30 days. So, you know, maybe over the course of the year, many people stay at it, but most of us are going to drop off. So it's no sense of being like, oh, I'll just eat what I want now and work out later, because later may not come. You may not work out later. So you do have to be mindful of your eating habits and what you're putting in your mouth. And, you know, it's okay to have those Christmas treats and holiday meals. However, you know, your portion size, be aware of it. How much you have, be aware of it, you know. And there are some healthy alternatives for things. I mean, you can have, you know, a nice healthy fruit tray or a relish tray or a veggie tray that you could bring if you're bringing something to a gathering. You could always choose to eat more of the protein there, or, you know, eat high fiber foods. Yes, I'm plugging eating right. So, you know, those are just things you can do to help you to be more mindful of your eating habits. And I'm just laughing because I have a friend who is going to definitely say that I am repeating everything that he has said to me about eating habits, so, which I am. So, excuse me. Okay, so like I said, it's the holidays, you know. You're gonna want to eat some good stuff. So, like I said, it's okay. You just have to be more mindful of your eating habits. Hey, and it's okay to share information that you've gathered from other people through conversation. It's okay. It's that time of the year.
wonderful time of the year.
Okay, anyways. Also, we need to be exercising and moving. So what I like about this time of the year is there's so many beautiful decorations that people have. Yes, I would prefer to be riding around in a car going through a neighborhood. However, you can also take a walk. You know, maybe you want to go to the mall and just look at the decorations in the mall. Even though I'm not a mall person, I don't like to be in the hustle and bustle of the mall. Everybody's trying to hurry up and rush through and have multiple bags. And there's things there that tempt me, and I'm like, oh, do I want that? Or I smell those roasted almonds. I'm like, ooh, do I want that? Or roasted pecans. So it is very tempting at the mall, I will say. However, it is an opportunity for you to exercise. It's an opportunity to get you moving. And if you have a gym membership, you could go there. You know, if you have a membership to anything that allows for you to, you know, move, like any Zumba or any, I know they have work classes, the WERK, WERQ, they have dance classes, you know, hustle classes, things like that. That's all moving. Be a part of that because during the holidays, you're going to hear holiday music, and not only holiday music, but you're also going to be able to fellowship with those people. And it's like a gathering, and it's like another opportunity for you to feel good. You know, you all have the same goal, which is to be fit, which is to be moving, and you're around positive people, hopefully. So, you know, it's just a great time to be exercising and moving, and we need that. Daily time with God, that is so important. We need to be spending time with God. We cannot take what he has blessed us with for granted. So that comes with gratitude. Often that comes with journaling. If you journal what you're grateful for on a daily basis, at least 3 items a day, or at least over the course of the week, do it about, you know, 4 to 5 times a week, preferably 7. But think about, what am I grateful for? It could be as simple as, I'm just grateful for all my 5 senses. I'm grateful that I can even have a sound mind to think and come up with ideas. I'm grateful for my finances, that I'm not broke and I have money in the bank. I'm grateful for my family, that I have someone to celebrate or someone to celebrate with or someone to spend time with. So those things are very important. Always consider the fact that God is the reason for the season. You know, Christ is his gift to us, and what better thing to do is to reflect on that during the holiday season. Be present in the moment. So it's important to stay in the now and not to harbor so much on what happened, how it used to be, how things changed. You know, I have done that and fall victim to that mindset in the past. However, I learned that I won't grow like that. And nothing changes if I stay there. So I have to be present in the moment. I'm glad for what I have now. I'm glad for who is in my life now. You know, my kids are older. You know, they're in a different spot. They're not asking for 50 things on their Christmas list. You know, we done narrowed it down. So, you know, half of it is just they want just a few dollars in form of a gift card or something. So, you know, I'm just grateful for where I am right now and being present. And I am glad that I'm able to share that with who is present in my life right now. You need to make sure that you're not pushing yourself. If this is a tough time for you, the season does not bring you joy, you have a lot of sadness and grief, you feel very alone, even around people, you know, be aware of any seasonal depression. Don't push yourself, but be aware. You know, journaling may again come into play and be a good resource for you. It may also be a good idea to maybe seek some therapy. It may also be a good idea to surround yourself with people who are positive and who are on your side and who you know you can talk to. It's also a good time to spend a little bit of quiet time by yourself just to figure out what you need in order to feel good in the moment. So you have to kind of explore, what do I need? And journaling is good for that. Managing your expectations is another thing that I saw in the articles that I was reading. Compromising your experience and making sure you're not trying to have things perfect. So we kind of said that. Taking time to relax, that was a repeated theme. Meditating, that would help you if you're going through tough times. Making a self-care kit. Have those candles ready, those bath bombs, some lotions. You know, a lot of people are doing DIY, so you can make a sugar scrub or a lip scrub or, you know, a body some lotion or, you know, some kind of body butter or something like that. Those things are relaxing, they're soothing, and they're also therapeutic for you to just go through the process of making something for yourself, and you can be so proud about it. And you can also pamper yourself anytime you want at little to no cost to you if you already have the things that are in your kitchen. A lot of times it just takes a base of coconut oil or olive oil, and you can make anything you'd like. Add your own essential oils. You know, you can't go wrong with essential oils. They're very therapeutic. They're very healing to you sometimes. They provide a lot of different oils provide a lot of different healing purposes for different reasons. So you have to look more into it. You may have to do a little research, but you can go ahead and buy those things. You can make them as gifts for other people so they can have a self-care kit to prepare. Celebrate any accomplishments that you're able to achieve during this holiday season, whether it be I stayed within my budget, I organized my home, I was able to decorate, I was able to keep my house clean. Maybe you're not decorating, you're just keeping your house clean. I was able to manage my time. I was able to say no to some people and some things. And so that requires you to be intentional. But celebrate that you have been able to do that. And a repeated theme that I said was saw in my research on these articles is just basically just practicing the practice of self-care, just staying connected with yourself, learning yourself, figuring out what you need, embracing your imperfections and your imperfect life and whatever it may be, and being intentional and just taking care of yourself and practicing self-care. So imperative for you to be able to get through this holiday season without feeling stressed or any more obligations that you don't necessarily want to fulfill. So again, I just want to reiterate on everything that I read. There were like six main key things that I thought were very that stood out the most in these articles. Learning to say no, and we didn't dive into that much, but learning to say no is very important. You have to create boundaries, you know, being invited to everything. You can't be on everybody's Secret Santa activity, you know, whether it be at work or in a group or organization you're in. You just can't have gifts for everybody, you know, and sometimes you can. Like I said, sometimes you just want to give. That's great, but do it with the intention of and the mindset of I'm not going to get something in return, or I'm not looking for something in return. Just do it because you want to, and not because, oh, if I give here, then that'll make me look like this, or that'll help people to know that I'm this and I'm important, or they'll do it back for me. Don't expect things in return, and just learn to say no. Maybe you're not going to be exchanging gifts with everybody, and it's okay. Just do it because you want to, if you want to. So learning to say no, making yourself a priority by relaxing and having your me time, exercising and moving, spending time with God, just being grateful for everything He has blessed you with, your life, being present in the moment. Tough times, if you're having tough times, please seek assistance, professional assistance, or just spend some time with yourself, healing yourself, do some journaling, meditate, do some exercise. Exercise is good for feeling better about yourself, you know, and just take it one day at a time, one moment at a time. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to do anything out of the ordinary to better yourself. You just need to be in the moment, reflect, and move forward and be present in the moment so that you're not being stuck in the past. So I just hope that all my positive steppers out there are able to take some of these ideas and just put them into practice, develop your own self-care kits and ideas from this. And as I always say, you know, be the most positive person that you can be, one positive step at a time.